Audio presents Beat the Reaper, written by Josh Bazell, read by Robert Petkoff.
So I'm on my way to work and I stop to watch a pigeon fight a rat in the snow and some fuckhead tries to mug me. Naturally, there's a gun. He comes up behind me and sticks it into the base of my skull. It's cold, and it actually feels sort of good in an acupressure kind of way.
"Take it easy, Doc," he says.
Which explains that, at least. Even at 5 a.m, I'm not the kind of guy you mug. I look like an Easter Island sculpture of a longshoreman. But the fuckhead can see the blue scrub pants under my overcoat and the ventilated green plastic clogs, so he thinks I've got drugs and money on me. And maybe that I've taken some kind of oath not to kick his fuckhead ass for trying to mug me. I barely have enough drugs and money to get me through the day, and the only oath I took, as I recall, was to first do no harm. I'm thinking we're past that point. "Okay," I say, raising my hands. The rat and the pigeon run away. Chicken shits. I turn around, which rolls the gun off my skull and leaves my raised right hand above the fuckhead's arm. I wrap his elbow and jerk upward, causing the ligaments to pop like champagne corks. Let's take a moment to smell the rose known as the elbow. The two bones of the forearm, the ulna and the radius, move independently of each other and also rotate. You can see this by turning your hand from palm up, in which position the ulna and radius are parallel, to palm down, where they're crossed into an X. And you can compare this to your lower leg, where the same...